T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tunç Ilkin in studio. Welcome.
Great to be with you guys.
I have to ask you, have you seen anything like the James Conner story in your years in football?
No, I don't think so. The James Conner story, what a story. I mean, and what a young man. You know, when you watch him in practice, the effort that he gives, you know, every time he touches the ball, he runs to the end zone, whether he's 50 yards away or 80 yards away. And, you know, I've had a chance to visit with him several times. He's such a humble young man, and he plays with such joy. And I guess that's what happens when, you know, you're battling cancer and you come out the other side. And, you know, there's just so much joy and humility and thankfulness in his game. You could see it, you know, and, you know, he's just appears to be such a great teammate. The guys love right. him. The story is phenomenal. And, man, everybody roots for this young guy, for this young man. Everybody roots for James. And, you know, what a season he's had. Boy, I feel so bad for him. He got rolled up on his ankle. Yeah, he got rolled up on his ankle. But, you know, thankfully it's an ankle. You know, those things heal. You know, it's not a knee.
Yeah, that's very important. However, they're going to play Sunday in Oakland, a place where Ben has never won.
Right.
And Oakland's not very good this year, but they gave Kansas City, in the end, all they could handle. And we know they're a good team. What do you see since Jalen Samuels, this young running back, and then you have Stephen Ridley? These are the guys that are going to have to carry the ball.
Yeah, you know, and I've been a Stephen Ridley fan. You know, I've seen him hurt us when he was part of the New England Patriots. And, you know, I love the way he runs. He's very physical. He runs with anger, you know. And yeah, you know, he tries to run over guys. I think he's going to be just fine. And Jalen Samuels, you know, he's faster than I thought. When he caught that touchdown pass on the on Sunday and outran everybody to the end zone,
That was impressive.
That was very impressive. And so, I think that, you know, now you handle it, like Mike Tomlin said, you running back by committee. And you know, I think Steve Ridley is your first down running back, and you know, we'll see what happens. I'm really excited to see him. I've never seen a lot of Jalen Samuels running the ball. You know, I've seen some of it, but I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. So I'm not worried about losing James Conner. You hate to see it because you're rooting for James.
Sure.
But I think that between Stephen Ridley and Jalen Samuels, I think they're going to have it taken care of.
Doesn't it come down to the offensive line opening up the holes for him?
Absolutely. It's all the offensive line.
It's always the offensive line, right, Tunç?
You're a big part of that. And in the locker room, tales of the Pittsburgh Steelers from the playing field to the broadcast booth with Tunç Ilkin. If you had to pick one story that pops out to you, even though you wrote it,
right,
with Scott Brown, what's the one thing, the takeaway you want people to get from the book?
Well, you know, I would say this, that it is about relationships. And, you know, Wolf and I have been best buddies since our rookie year. You know, we roomed together for 10 years on the road. But I think that our friendship kind of was solidified when we played the Houston Oilers in 1981. I think it was either 81 or 82. We were down to one quarterback, Mark Malone, because Brad got hurt, Cliff Stott got hurt. I think it was probably 1981. Mark Malone scored a touchdown scrambling. One of the defensive backs of the Houston Oilers came and cheap shot him. He was on the ground in the end zone for a good 10 seconds, and the defensive back came in and cheap shot at him, and then I took off and nailed the defensive back. Then all of a sudden, me and Wolf are in the end zone fighting with it. You know, Ted Washington jumps on my back, Wolf jumps on his back. We're fighting in the end zone. There's a lot of people cussing and yelling, and at the end of the game, you know, the defensive back that I had said, I'm going to kill you at the end of the game, so I went you know, obviously I started going crazy.
Which is untunch-like. Yeah, no, yeah, I yes. can tell you
yeah,
that.
But, you know, in the heat of the moment, so I told Wolf at the end of the game, I'm going to go after him, so you got to cover my back. And so, Wolf, we're running across the field looking for the guy, and Wolf goes, this might be a bad idea. It's just the two of us. And then Wolf always says, you've been talking me into doing things my whole life.
I love the fact that you allow everyone to see your Christian faith right out there in the open. And you wrote in the book, football has become a platform that the Lord has given me to do those things. I use the football format for my men's ministry.
You know, I grew up a Muslim. When I came to the Pittsburgh Steelers, I met a number of men that loved Jesus, loved each other, and loved me. You know, Mike Webster, John Kolb, Donnie Shell, John Stallworth, Wolf, Ted Peterson, all these guys. And you know, I thought Christians were weird. They thought they were goofy. And then I met a bunch of men's men that loved Jesus, and I was so attracted to, you know, I knew that they had something that I didn't have. And, you know, when you, Blaise Pascal, the French philosopher, said that there's a God-shaped void in the heart of every man, woman, and child that can only be filled by the person of Christ. And we search for it in other things, and that's what I was doing. I was first searching it for drugs and alcohol and football. And then, you know, I met the Lord through these guys, and I wanted to know about this God who loved me to the point that he would hang on a cross for me and to do for me what I could never do for myself, and that was purchase my salvation. When he hung on that cross, that's what he did. And so I've been in men's ministry since 2005 at the Bible Chapel. I've been the men's pastor there, and the teamwork of a football team works in ministry. You know, it's funny, it works in ministry because, you know, men long to lock arms with one another, But in today's culture, it seems that men isolate themselves. And what we try to bring is a teamwork environment to Bible studies. Like Wednesday night, I teach a class. It's a Bible study. It's a large Bible study. And it's called In the Locker Room. And one of the models that I use were, you know, in the locker room when I was a Pittsburgh Steeler, you know, that was where we trained together. We studied the playbook together. We had this great fellowship time. So what I wanted to do is create an environment that was the same thing. So in the locker room, when I teach the class Wednesday night, in all our Bible studies, we call them huddles, we study the Word together, just like we're studying the playbook together. We study the Word of God
that
together.
That's a great concept. And somebody like you who's brought all that together, we appreciate you, Tunch, and good luck.
Well, you know, I always tell people, I only know two things. I know Jesus and I know football. That's all I know.
And the Steelers are going to do what on Sunday?
They're going to win.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Definitive word.
In the locker room, tales of the Pittsburgh Steelers from the playing field to the broadcast booth. Tunch, we appreciate it. Safe travels to Oakland.
All right, guys, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you both. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.